Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Just one verse today. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him." I'm going to read it to you one more time. We're getting our challenge from this one verse today. "Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him." Who's the him here? If you haven't been following along, this is Jesus. He's been led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He's gone through three different types of temptations. He's had victory in each one as he relied on the Word of God and obedience to the Father instead of submitting to the temptations of his flesh. And then the devil left him. Now, let me say this to you. Satan did leave. Scripture says he will. You say, wait a minute, where does the scripture say he'll leave? I don't feel like he ever leaves. Well, listen closely. In James chapter 4, verse 7, the scripture says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Well, why will he flee? Because when we submit ourselves to God and resist him, he has to deal with God, not us. When you try to fight Satan on your own, you're going to lose. You try to get victory over Satan on your own, he will win. He's greater than you. But greater is the one who's in you than he who's in the world. And when you submit yourself to God, resist the devil, Satan has to deal with Jesus, and Jesus has already whooped him. Jesus has already defeated him as he lived in this on this earth, and then he died on the cross and defeated him ultimately. He's crushed his head. He is just a wounded enemy for a season, and he knows that his time is short. He knows that he isn't going to be ruler of this world for much longer. So he will leave as we resist him and we rely on the Lord. But he will come back. You see, here we see in Matthew 4, the devil left him. But Luke 4 gives us a little bit more information. In Luke 4, verse 13, in Luke's account of the temptation of Jesus, here's what it says. It says, "And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time." You see, Satan left him at that moment because Jesus relied on the Father, submitted himself to God, and devil left, but he will come back. He's always looking for opportunities. As we've been looking at in the scriptures, he has to get permission from the Father before he can even tempt you and I, because he's only going to be allowed to do what he's able to do in our lives. And God will not allow him to tempt us with more than we're able to bear. But God gave Jesus strength in the midst of the trial, during the trial, and after the trial. You see back here in Matthew, after it was over, angels came and were ministering to him. I don't know if you know this or not, but God, through his Spirit within you and the angels that have been sent and created by God, they're ministering servants. Listen to Hebrews chapter 1. As the Hebrew writer is explaining that Jesus is greater than the angels, he says something about the angels we need to understand. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, and he says, "And to which of the angels has God ever said, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet'? Are not these angels all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?" In other words, the angels are sent to serve us, those of us who will inherit salvation. The angels came and ministered to Jesus, and the angels will come and minister to us. Now, we have to be very, very careful at this point here, because the Bible's very clear that we are not to worship angels. We're not to pray to angels. We're not to look to angels, but we're to look to God. But God will use angels to encourage, to protect, to strengthen us, and to minister us in many ways. We need to leave the awesomeness of this still awesome, if you will. In other words, we shouldn't try to figure it out and take the awe out of awesome. Just understand this. The Bible says very clearly that if we are in Christ, Christ is in us, and God's in us, and we're in him, and we're swimming in protection from the Father. But there's a spiritual realm, and there's battles that are going on left and right. And the same way in which Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant," and then all of a sudden the servant's eyes were opened, and he could see the chariots of fire and the angels all surrounding the city. There are many times that we don't realize in the spiritual realm, God is using angels for our protection and our service. Just keep this in mind. If you'll rely on the Lord, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, at your disposal are all this is all this authority and power, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, his mighty angels. And if you just rest in that, you'll be fine. Walk around today understanding that as you walk tightly with the Lord, he'll protect you. He'll minister, he'll give you strength in the temptation and after. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.